This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT-HD, WGL-HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to Alaska. or reasonable facsimile, because that's what it feels like.
Antarctica.
It's another edition of Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. You know what we do here on the program. We talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates and how it can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. We call that our mission statement here on the program. And as always, you can call into the show at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210, at any time during the course of the show. If you have a question or you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, feel free to call in as we say good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John, I got to send a shout out to Chris Kohler today. I hope he's listening and he's staying out of this terrible weather out there. You know, John, I'm really worried. Maybe we should talk about frostbite today. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's been like that since all week. And I will tell you, Dr. Molly made it into the office on Monday to see a couple of her patients that came in from out of town and were stuck at the hotel. And we're kind enough to come in Monday afternoon, at least do our consults and that kind of thing. But I got to tell you, I was very, very happy that my whole staff did finally dig out for a full clinic on Tuesday, and we worked until we were done. So, I have a wonderful staff who loves the people that we work with and want to help our patients.
And I think you helped your staff dig out, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I called another patient who has a staff who I knew could dig her out, so they did, and they were wonderful about it. But I'm lucky because I have wonderful patients, too, who also dug out to get to us and knew that, you know, it was vital that they do.
So Dr. Molly handles health, also snow shoveling.
No. Dr. Molly's not going to. Listen, I encourage most of my people who have the cardiac issues do not shovel snow, okay? So, you know, let's get some landscapers in there. I have some landscapers who are patients, you know, and same old, same old.
Okay, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And as always, we start off with Dr. Molly explaining to us, while it's always a question that comes up every consultation, what do you do at Innovative Medical?
John, we are a group of like-minded healthcare providers, and we all work out of the Marlton Clinic and our licensed medical facility, and we can do anything that any primary care can do or any medical facility can do. If you need a prescription, we can write it. If you need some advice on your condition, we have the physicians to give it. If you need radiology, we can set you up for it. We can set you up for ultrasound. We can set you up for anything that anybody needs for diagnostic, blood work, whatever. In fact, the blood work we can do right in our facility. So, that being said, it's philosophically is how we're different. We are different in that we want to use the least amount of the prescription medicine possible to effectuate the change for the patient without putting them in harm's way, effectuate the change, and thereby actually stopping some of the side effects from the pharmaceuticals themselves. And that's a big task today, because everybody comes in not only with bag fulls of vitamins anymore. In 20 years, lots has changed, John. I see not only bags and bags full of nutraceuticals. Now I see bags and bags full of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, and that's been a recurring theme.
It has. Lately, it is even worse. It's like every new drug that's on the market, somebody in my clinic stock has prescribed for them. Good, yes. Bad, or indifferent. And bottom line is, just because something is prescribed, we don't necessarily want to take them right off of it. We want to do it in a correct way. That's why we're a medical facility for hydration.
Okay, we have someone from Willow Grove. What was the name, Kirk? Laura? Laura from Willow Grove.
Hi, Laura.
You're on with Dr. Molly here on Health Watch. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Dr. Molly. My daughter is a patient at your clinic, and I just want to say thank you so much for all you've done for her, and your staff are amazing.
Thank you.
And yes, and we've been there for a couple months now, and it's been really, really productive for her. It's probably one of the most productive things we've done in 8 years. When
wow.
she was first diagnosed with POTS in the beginning, and then GI issues and cardiology issues and all the autonomic nervous system issues that you can have. And, you know, 50 doctors later, here we finally made it to you, and I'm so thankful for that. But I'm just wondering what you might want to say to parents out there that have kids with these severe chronic illnesses brewing during their teenage years, and what you would recommend to them.
I really like this call, Laura, and I want to say one other thing. My staff greatly appreciated the lunch you provided this week, okay?
I
got to say it.
I had a little bit of it, too.
Yeah, there you go. John said he does, too. I got to say, you know, look, here, you know, I really appreciate the call because John and I actually were talking about patients today, and your daughter's one of the cases I want to talk about. You know, without giving up any information that would, in
sure.
the long run, cause her a problem. But bottom line right. is, I think that these young people, and again, I have several young patients. I have a young man who has an environmental issue that started his whole cascading downward. I think it's important for parents to realize that, okay, you go to the biggest and the best, the biggest institution, whatever. They give you what they believe is a medical diagnosis for your kid. And you say, okay, we're on the right track. But still, your child is really suffering and suffering with comorbidities from all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really, really important to look out of the box. And you got to find somebody who really wants to spend the time. A bottom line is these kids and these young people have more challenges today than, let's say, certainly than I had, because I'm old enough to be Methuselah, I guess, compared to them, and you're their mom and dads, because there are just so many viral things that are out there that weren't known about, and so many autoimmune conditions that cross the line between them that it's very hard to be discerning. But I think the bottom line is that if you can think out of the box and take a chance and come to a facility like mine, I think you're going to do well. I think your child will do well. And overall, I think that we can help them. And I think they've really got to come in and come to our facility, certainly for the free consult, and not be so close-minded that if Dr. Johnson says, this is the best thing in the world, this is the only thing, and he's the expert in POTS, you know, in the tri-state area, or whatever the condition is, to just say, well, that's all we can do for you, and throw your hands up. No, that shouldn't be. We can help improve their quality of life and hopefully help your family improve their quality of life with your child. So I'm a believer in this, and I know that there are many things we can do. And actually, I think a lot of this also has to do with some of the specialized testing that we have. And I was going to talk about something today in reference to this. So bottom line is, don't give up on your kid. And I know you think sometimes that you're in the best hands possible, and you are. Listen, I have no charge on modern medicine. I'm thankful for it. I have a lot of friends who are physicians and try to do the best they can. But remember, there are constraints that these facilities have that we don't have. And one of the things I would say is we look way beyond the initial diagnosis, because you've got to look at the whole person, period. Holistic approach works, and it certainly is working in our clinic. That's about it, Laura.
Thank
that's
you so
all
much.
I can say.
Laura,
God bless you. Thank
keep it
you.
Up and keep sending
God
us food.
You.
Thank
you.
No, no, John, stop. Thank you, dude. But
thanks for the call.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which leads me to the question, and we you talked about this particular patient.
Yeah, she's the best.
Where,
wonderful kid.
Where do you fit in? In other words, for me, you are my primary. Dr.
No,
Kasica,
no, Dr. Pat's your
Dr.
primary.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I was about to say that. Dr. Pat is my
sure,
primary. Okay.
Sure.
So that takes care of me. But where does this fit in? Where
John,
do you fit in?
I'm a scientist.
Okay.
I'm a scientist. First and foremost, I'm also a human being. I have a lot of empathy for these young people who come in, particularly because of the changes in the world today. I mean, they got a lot ahead of them. And I'm a scientist, and I really look at all the research that is out there as much as I can and still be the clinical director of our hydration clinic, which I am. Thanks to Dr. Pat, I'm able to really deliver a lot of the things in terms of the nutraceuticals and also the pharmaceuticals that she so kindly is able to order in a manner that we believe works more readily for patients. Now, I'm always reading. I am, in fact, the joke is you won't find me if you ever see me leave the office. I have a briefcase all the time loaded up with scientific documents. And I really like to look at what else is being done clear across the world. Clear across the world. Because, you know, here's the other thing. We are a little bit of elitist here in this country, right? We believe that we have the answers to every single condition that's out there, right? And certainly the pharmaceutical companies have helped that. You just turn on your TV. We now have a multitude of things that can work for everything, right?
That's right.
And new ones coming out in the pipeline. But really, look around. I really look at the research from Germany. I look at the research from Italy, particularly coming out of the University of Milan. You know, credible institutions. And I look at what that research is doing and why they're looking at these kinds of, say, products or nutraceuticals or drugs even. Why are they looking at them and how are they using them in the research capacity? And then I think about, hey, how about Pat, Dr. Pat, when I call her Pat, but Dr. Pat, I say, hey, Pat, what do you think about such and such? And what do you think about utilizing this for a particular patient in a unique way? And she'll review the medical research and say, you know, Molly, it's not really been done for this type of thing, but there's no real medical reason why we shouldn't try it. And therein, I think it's the team approach. That's what works for me. It's not Dr. Molly. It's the team approach. It's the physicians who really say, yes, medically, there's no reason why we can't do this. And it, scientifically, I say, look at this new breakthrough, and why aren't we using it?
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday from 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. If you have a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, or you just have a simple question, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and you can call them at this number, 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. When you call, it's real simple. You just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary. And really what you will find is that you're going to learn a lot about what Dr. Molly can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. It's a very, very simple process, and really it's very educational as well. 856-489-0505 is the number, and the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com is the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9 here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. If you have a question right now for Dr. Molly or a medical challenge you want to run by her, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Before we get back to what we're going to talk about, I wanted to mention the skincare that you just started.
Thank you.
This is really fascinating.
I love you.
You told me, you said, oh, well, that's going to remove all these brown spots.
Well, lighten them up anyway.
They're gone.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, John. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, that's our peptide formula. You know I'm hot on peptides, right?
Yes.
It's a hot topic right now. So, yeah, I'm very lucky. We have a small, selective skincare line out there that's now on the web. People should look at that. And I believe that they're going to find that particular product that you and I are talking about, the peptide product. And it does actually work. It takes a little bit of time. As I say, that's not holy water either. But, yes, so I want to improve your quality of life inside out. Yes.
Yes.
So we want you to look good, too.
So I just wanted to mention that.
Thank you. You did a good job on that one. Thank you.
855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And you've been finding lately that people are coming in with cognitive
decline. Yeah.
Now, is that Alzheimer's or
It can be Alzheimer's. It can be dementia. It can be any of those things. But what's happening is because the science has gotten ahead of the medical in this case. As you know, we were doing the test for certain proteins months and months before actually people were utilizing them in a clinical setting. Now, all of a sudden, all of these larger institutions are now utilizing the laboratory data for people who have some cognitive decline. However, bottom line is there's not much out there for people pharmaceutically. There are some things out there. And again, it's going to depend on what we're looking at. I mean, I'm not talking about definitive diagnoses of, let's say, Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, because there are drugs out for all of those things, and MS. I mean, there are actual drugs out there. But this is like a subtle thing, age-related maybe decline. And they're coming in because they may have some or mild plaquing in the brain that is now able not only to be seen on the radiology, but actually on the blood looking for specific proteins. And that really started me thinking about putting together a protocol for mild cognitive decline. And indeed, I've done that. But in doing it, I looked at everything that synergistically would work for this, discussed it with Dr. Pat and Dr. Linda. And interestingly enough, I realized, I said, let me tell you something, guys. I said, there's no way anybody's going to ingest the amounts needed to do all this and get the therapeutic levels that you need. And they laughed and they said, yeah, which is why the drug company hasn't made the drug in that vein yet. And that is true. But in utilizing hydration therapy, we're able to help people with this mild decline. And it's, again, it's not like I'm doing rocket science, but I'm looking at this cognitive decline holistically for people and the effect that it has on us. Because what happens is I find that people feel like they're being gaslighted. Oh, I can't find my keys. I can't, these kinds of small things. And really, it does have an impact on our quality of life.
So you're talking about is people just forgetting this? Oh,
yeah,
I forget my keys.
A little bit. Want to run some diagnostic tests,
okay,
right? You want to run some diagnostic tests. And then if there's a challenge of some kind, you want to look at certain markers. I mean, and that is something I'm very, very interested in. Utilizing our blood markers in a way that can help slow progression of certain types of conditions, including cognitive decline, but not only cognitive decline, others. For example, I'm looking at something called galactin 3. And I've been doing this since probably early 2000s. I have compiled a lot of data about galactin 3. And it's a very interesting protein because it's carbohydrate binding, but it regulates vital cell functions, including growth, adhesion, apoptosis, and a key driver of my favorite thing, inflammation. So initially, it was, and it's primarily expressed in our immune cells. So when the immune system is overstimulated, do you think your galactin 3 might go up? The answer is yes. And it's an early indicator of this overreaction, which is why I'm interested in it. They knew in the late 1990s, there was a nice physician scientist who actually, and a PhD scientist who worked with him. They discovered this galactin, and they discovered it for chronic heart failure. So you knew I was interested in the 90s about the heart failure business and looked at the data. It was coming out of Europe at the time, and then the United States jumped on it. But in looking at that, I started thinking across the board with all of our patients who come in with the underlying inflammation, including the young lady whose mom called us earlier. I look at that and say, okay, if it's working in terms of chronic heart failure and it's working from the immune system regulation, why couldn't I use this in other areas? And I did. I started to test for galactin. I also did the research in environmental toxins and the reaction that environmental toxins had on the galactin. And I found that the galactin started to get elevated. And this is sort of, I don't really want to do a biochemistry lesson. It gets to be complex. I like to keep stuff simple. So I look at this thing, okay, and I said, okay, what can I do? How do I utilize the biological function of this galactin for every one of my patients who comes in with an underlying inflammatory disease? Lo and behold, I'm able to manage this by utilizing galactin throughout their treatment protocol and watching the decline in the numbers. And we can't assign numbers to galactin to say this is normal range. That's not, because there's so many reasons why, but I don't need to go into that. But I actually follow the trend. So this is a unique thing. I just had a patient who took their galactin numbers to their doctor, and they said, that doesn't even count for anything. Oh, but it does. Oh, but it does. And so it's another sort of novel way to help manage some of these inflammatory conditions, including, believe it or not, the research is coming out in bone marrow cancers, the blood dyscrasias. And I'm utilizing it right now in a myeloma patient in our facility.
What is galactin?
It's a protein. It's okay, a protein. Okay. It's in the blood. It's a very simple test.
And when you test it,
right, I'm looking for an elevated level. And is it elevated? We knew it was elevated in cardiac. We knew that 10 years ago. But now I'm finding it's being used more and more for other disease states. Look, if you have chronic inflammation, would you think your galactin numbers might go up? Yes,
yeah,
we're finding it's
sure
crossing over. There are more than one galactin, by the way, so don't be confused. I'm testing for only one specific type. And what we're saying is it's a biomarker. It's just another tool in our black bag to help a patient through their challenge and look and see if we're improving the inflammatory process. I guess that's the bottom line. Am I improving their inflammatory process? And is galactin another measurement, just like C-reactive protein is? So there's so many things, right? Homocysteine is another one. But I'm excited by this because the data is now coming out that they're finding this in Alzheimer's. They're finding it. So imagine being able to run a galactin number. I had a patient this week, early cognitive decline, early. First thing I'm running is his galactin number, right? He came in this week. I started him on the cognitive decline protocol, which is a little complex, and I told him he's got to get the galactin number run, and I'm doing that this week. And what am I going to do? I'm going to follow that number through his treatment protocol.
Okay. We're coming up on a break.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. You're on a roll. That's okay. It's the halfway point of the show. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here, 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We are talking here about many things here on the show. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. Again, if you have a medical challenge you want to learn by Dr. Molly, or you just have a simple question, 855-839-1210 is the number. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, simple. Just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and believe me, you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she could potentially help you. It's a very simple process. All you have to do is call, make the appointment, 856-489-0505. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. A lot of good information on that as well. innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. It's Health Watch, Sundays 8 till 9. Here our live version on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We are picking up this discussion on galactin and maybe early Alzheimer's,
sure.
Possibly.
Early neurodegenerative, early neurodegenerative inflammation and neurodegenerative diseases, period. But not just that. Again, early cancer markers, maybe this should be included in people's panels for cancer or potential cancer. And as we know, molecular medicine is personalized medicine, and that's the way that this is going to go. And I want to say one thing. It's not important what we call this protein. It isn't important. It could be galactin. It could be Molly. It could be any. It could be John. Okay. Point of this thing is what works on reducing this. There's not much that we've been able to find in all the literature. There are certain things that do. And believe it or not, Dr. Molly and wonderful Dr. Pat and Dr. Linda actually helped me deliver these things in the hydration protocols for inflammation. Flocoidin is one of them, which is an extract from seaweed, a particular type of seaweed, brown seaweed. Also, things like polyphenols, which, you know, you come from berries. I have some of those. And, of course, the antioxidants. But not many things work to reduce this galactin. And if you don't understand the mechanism, which we don't yet, we don't always understand the entire mechanism of this galactin or whatever we want to call this protein. But we know it's there. And we know if it's high, it's bad. So you want to reduce it. And pectin. And only specific types of pectin. So the bottom line is I have some more tools in the bag based on the science. And I think that's what you were getting at for
yes,
me.
Yes.
And that is really the bottom line.
So if I get this straight, when people come to you, they're going to get a thorough and comprehensive not only diagnosis but potentially treatment protocol.
Well, they're not going to get the diagnosis from me. They're going to get it from Dr. Kaskin. But what they are going to get from me is I'm going to do everything I can in terms of the diagnostics that we are able to use. And I'm going to put that together and put it together with the protocols that we've developed in the past and actually enhance my protocols now. And that's the key.
All right. We've got, I believe you said Pete. Is that what you said? D. Oh, D from Langhorne. D, good morning.
Hi,
welcome.
D.
Welcome to
good
Health
morning,
Watcher.
Good morning, Dr. Lee.
Hi.
I actually just found out about you, and actually through my husband. And I have
well,
a
you have a smart husband. Come on. How did he hear about us?
Wonderful.
You
must have the best in the world.
You're a lucky woman. Keep him around.
I am. I count
God
my
bless.
Blessings.
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen.
I was wondering, I have a myriad of issues, but
sure.
The main ones are, have you treated patients with vestibular disorders?
Yes.
I've been diagnosed with Meniere's disease, vestibular
yes.
migraines.
Yes.
PPPD.
Oh, wow. How old are you, honey? How old are you? How old are you? May I ask?
I'm 71, actually.
You're young. Come on. Come on. You've been dealing with this a long time, I bet. Yeah.
7 years. Yes.
It's
completely changed my life.
So
also, I have cervical spine issues and severe scoliosis in my lumbar spine.
Okay.
So I deal with pain every day.
Pain. Yeah, pain. Absolutely. I have a couple questions for you.
And it all interconnects because
I was going to say, you know, the spinal issues are important for all of this as well, you know. Can I ask a question? You've gotten your diagnoses. Did you have a myriad of blood tests, that kind of thing? You have all that kind of data for me?
Recently I had, you know, major blood work done a couple months ago.
Okay.
I haven't had anything any more specific than that, just the basic, you know.
Okay.
I do have high cholesterol as well, I eat well. So.
Good. And you seem like you really want to take care of yourself. So you're trying, right? Yeah, you're trying.
I do.
All right.
I've tried. I've been to every doctor, probably 35 different specialists.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't been able to.
Okay. So
thing.
maybe the whole deal is that we have to bite this apple one bite at a time. Okay.
Right.
But it sounds to me like you have associated inflammatory issues, period. And certainly I would want to look at this. I would want to look at whatever data you have as well, including if you do become a patient of ours, we would actually request all the medical records as far back as we needed to put together the protocols, et cetera. But, you know, come in for the free consult. I don't bite. And I believe, let me tell you something, I believe the big physician upstairs, God's in charge. We can find out what's going on to the best of our ability and treat this in a way. Did you have a full exam, a full neuro exam, and did you have a physical therapy evaluation as well?
Well, I've had a couple of different physical therapists.
Yeah. Good. Good.
And I'm currently with a physical vestibular therapist.
Good. Good.
And, you know, he's linking it more to the 3PD and more of a brain thing, but I know there's physical.
Yeah. Good.
Situations as well. I have physical pain and physical limitations.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Another thing is I've been flushing out of the blue. Like in the morning, I get real flushed, I have like a rash all over my trunk of my body.
You know what? You know that's autoimmune. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are you taking any supplements right now as well?
I am on magnesium glycinate, I just started CoQ10.
Good. Good.
What else do I take?
Well, I want you to look at, are you taking a multi of any kind right now?
No.
I want you to,
No?
Good. Okay. Listen, I want you to scoop all that up. You need to bring me all of that stuff. If you come in for the free consult, you need to bring me everything you got because I want to look at the makeup of what you're taking and that kind of thing. And I would want to peruse some of the paperwork involved with your previous medical care. Are you on any medication as well?
Okay. All right. So you think that there's an autoimmune situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Inflammation, baby. I believe it. I'm going to put you on our prayer list, okay, if that's okay with you. All right.
I so appreciate that, Dr. Molly.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Listen, I really want to help. You know, gather up your – well, actually, if you can't gather up all your information, I guarantee you my staff will gather it up for me, okay? But come on in and chat. God bless you.
Here. Oh, thank you, Dr.
Molly. Thank you.
Book that initial consultation, okay, Dean?
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
A tough.
Thanks for the call.
That's
yeah,
a
that's
tough.
A boy. That
tough.
Sounds complicated. Just
it is.
To
it is. But you know what? Yeah, I'm going to tell you. It goes back to inflammation, John.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't get the right protocol, meaning in the synergies of certain things, then it's not going to get solved. But she's doing the right things by going to the physical therapist. That's a big step, especially for someone with her, like her with the scoliosis. And you know, I have an interest in that based on Fran in our office. So believe me, you know, my heart goes out to her. My heart goes out.
And hopefully she books that.
I hope so. I hope so.
All right, we're coming up on our final break of the morning. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, the live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have time for a couple of calls if you want to jump in here and run a medical challenge by Dr. Molly. Feel free to do that, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are coming back. More Health Watch after these words. By the way, operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number, 856-489-0505. That's 856-489-0505. Now, don't think that when we go off the air at 9 o'clock, they go home. No, they do not. They're there all day. 856-489-0505. So you can call after 9, after 10, whenever you want. 856-489-0505. And what you want to do, very simple, book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you. 856-489-0505. The website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And as always, we want to remind you that if you miss any of today's show or you want to hear it again, Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. A couple of minutes left of the show. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. If you have a question for Dr. Molly right now, you feel free to call in. This is the point of the show where we go over some patients who you've seen this week. This is a really, sometimes you just send people to the hospital, and it's necessary.
Well,
and
yeah.
Fortunately, this patient.
Well, this was a free consult, John. Yeah. Not even a patient of mine. Right, he comes in, and I could see that he was distended, and that's ascites. He's got fluid in the belly. He came to me. He has liver cancer. And, you know, again, here's the story, John. You know, they come in so late. I think it was stage 3. Anyway, when we looked at this, you know, I know we can help him improve his quality of life, but I said, listen, you got to get that thing drained. He said, they don't want to do it. I said, they don't want to do it. You got to go in, get the oncologist on board, and get that drained right away. The wife called Fran, our answering gal, and she told me that, yes, he went to the hospital. While they were there, they found that he had a worse situation in that the stent in his liver was blocked. And the bile duct was blocked in the liver. It had to be stented. And I'm thankful they went into the hospital. I'm going to call her today and just see how he's doing. But the point I'm making is you are in a medical facility at our place. Okay. You have registered nurses. You have me. You have Dr. Kat, who's always in contact, whether she's there or not. She lives in Delaware, by the way, and she comes in. But I can pick up the phone and get to her in a minute. And the bottom line is we're not going to take a chance on a patient. We want them in the best possible shape possible so that we can effectuate the change for their quality of life.
And you have done that many times.
Right. And when you need the hospital, as I say, when you need medication, when you need surgery, when you got to go, you've got to go, period.
And you can help facilitate that.
I try my best.
We want to talk about the young man who's been...
Alexander. He's so smart.
He looks better every week.
I know. He's doing really well. Again, that's a combination of the changes in our protocol, utilizing peptides for him. Again, finding out about the mold issue. That mold is very, very deadly. People just don't realize it. And in this case, this kid is really on top of his own health. He gets it. He told me he's feeling so much better. His combination of his therapies included the IV therapies to detox. We had to use a binder. tender in the gut so that we, when we're detoxing him, we can get it out through the urine and the stool. And he's doing much, much better than when he first came in. And this is pretty quick. I mean, I think he's on number 15 of treatment. So not much, John.
And he's
in 7 or 8 weeks.
He's scheduled for... What do you think? Maybe 30 treatments?
At least, because his mold exposure was much worse than they knew, because even after they had it remediated, the mold, they still had mold in the place. So he was exposed very severely.
And doing very well.
Thank God.
This is a story, and you brought me into this because we were talking about something else related to the show and so on and so forth. But I met these parents.
Lauren.
The daughter's name is Anna.
Anna. Yes. Yeah. She's a wonderful kid.
Another young person with a, I mean, this reminded me of years ago when you had Michael.
Was a case where you were there. He came in a gurney.
That's right.
Do you remember the frustration his parents had?
Oh, yeah. And this reminded me of that because they were fifty different doctors and all over the place, and
I had 10 boxes, banker's boxes of records for that kid. 10.
Yes.
10. I had a team meeting that went on for hours for that kid. And since then, with people who've come in with these kinds of problems, the young lady who called earlier, sounds like she's going to be one of those patients.
Yes.
So, yes, and we don't take anything for granted in a situation like this. Anna's situation was severe. She definitely was diagnosed with the POTS, which then involves your cardiac. It involves your hormones. It involves so much. But, again, nobody's looking at her totally. It wasn't just the POTS. And by the way, they love to throw the medication at these kids for the POTS. They put them on amphetamines and then they put them on antidepressants. And don't forget, they tell the parents, you know, a lot of this is depression and whatever. Who wouldn't be depressed? Who wouldn't be depressed?
And then they said that they told the parents, you're looking for just to get drugs from us.
That's ridiculous. This is the parents who are very, very well informed about what else is out there, okay? They certainly weren't looking for, and more than that, the young woman herself was not looking for this, not at all. She's already dropped weight by utilizing what we're doing. And again, it's not just the IV therapies that's helping her. We're using something like a red light therapy. We're using some orals. I mean, it's a combination. And again, it's synergies, John. It's what works together for a particular patient. But these young people's problems are something that are just amazing to me, that every physician turns around. And you know what else? I love the pediatricians. They'll manage these kids till they're 17 years old. I just had another young woman. I said, why is she still going to a pediatrician? She needs a good family doctor. Can you recommend one? Yeah, I can. I said, I will, right? I actually send out for Dr. Mark. But, and I called him. I said, Mark, why is this kid still going to a pediatrician? He said, I have no idea. I wouldn't treat her that way. I shared the case with him. So I have a lot of help in terms of consultants who help me in the clinic.
And you know, you get these cases and you wonder how this got to the point where it got to. And now fortunately, they found you, these parents found you, and you're able to help this young lady.
And again, it's one bite of the apple at a time. It's not a quick fix. I told people it's not holy water. You know, this is the kind of thing that guidance is what counts, what's working, what isn't, throw out what isn't, and let's start. And I'm not saying, and for the young woman herself, I admire her for having the fortitude to stay with me. I admire her for that because she has to put up with certain discomfort and that kind of thing, but yet she's doing it. She's doing it. And we don't throw away any of God's ingredients in this process, okay? Not and as well as pharmaceuticals. So that's the difference, John.
And the prognosis for this
It's great.
You figure how long will she be with you?
She's got to be with me for probably 30 to 40 treatments, maybe a little more.
Yes. And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. 1-800-273-0505. And don't forget the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and of course there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. We'll have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, 8 till 9, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.